Hey, we're the Glitch Mob, and we're here at Horror Studio in Berlin to do our Behind the Mix session. So the heart and soul of the Glitch Mob has always been around live performance. We've been performing our music live since the very beginning, back in the day when we first started playing. At least in the United States, we were some of the very first artists to like really popularize the laptop on stage with a MIDI controller, and we always had our MIDI controllers angled out towards the crowd. So we've always been really big on music technology and showing people how to perform your music live. So it's something that's always been ingrained in our DNA and something that we've carried on to this day.
So part of how we plan our live set is the curation of like all music under the rave umbrella. And to us, that's, you know, jungle, drum bass, Jersey Club, breaks, anything that kind of just has this classic rave feel to it, whether it's through the tone of the sounds, the rhythm. It's something we really care about and want to help showcase and help push in this modern era of dance music.
We perform live off of the Ableton Push 3 standalone as our main brain, and the reason why we've chosen that is primarily it has an ADAT light pipe optical out, which goes into the board brain OptX, which is essentially an ADAT to light pipe to a digital to analog converter. And that's what gets all the signals into our boxes. We have a Dofer A180-9 Cat 6 module that's going from my case over an Ethernet cable into Josh's case. And that's how we get the signal from my case over to his case. So, you know, we can be on a festival stage, we could be separated relatively far sometimes, maybe even like 10, 20 feet apart, but the signal can still travel from, essentially from the Ableton Push into his case.
The way that we prepare for a live stream as opposed to a club set is, it's pretty simple. You know, we try to cram as much in there we can just to showcase as much music. Usually the live streams are typically shorter than a full live set in a club. So, you know, lots of editing, finding like clever ways to, you know, showcase enough of a song so you can get lost in it just enough and then move on to the next.
So right now, we're gonna show you how our entire live set works. So from the push, you know, we can launch songs. And essentially what's happening is that the signal is passing through my case right now. And I've got a bunch of different effects here, and I can show you what every single thing does. And the way that I turn on the effects is with this ADAT manual gates module right here. And then down here, we've got a few kind of what I like to call like multi-effects or like macro effects style modules. And this is the Qubit Prism right here, and we can do everything from... So we can do everything from like beat repeating and even some bit crushing as well too. Right next to it, we got the bitbox, but the 1010 bitbox, but we have it in effects box mode, so it's not acting as a sampler at all whatsoever. Flange, phase, and right next to it, we have the Acid Rain navigator that's basically sending CV into the 1010 bitbox, and so. And the cool thing about the 1010 bitbox is you know, you can touch multiple effects algorithms at the same time. So, you know, I can time stretch and ring modulate at the same time.
Here's the
So as many fingers as you have, you know, you can use. And then at the end of the chain, we have another multi-effects module. This is the Oxy Meta. Most of you guys probably know the Oxy One sequencer, but they actually make this really cool multi-effects Eurorack module as well too. So we got some basic filtering, and we got a couple kind of like, it does the classic DJM like riser effects as well too. And that's kind of the main ethos of the module. Some will come in and out occasionally. Josh's box is essentially a very similar concept. There's a slight differentiation in some of the modules, especially in this upper portion. We got the Chronoblob delay going into the Casper Bastl filter, Erica Synth Black Stereo delay. Classic, gnarly, like, Erica Synth, like, home filter effects. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys have been watching our Behind the Mix at Horse Studio here in Berlin.